This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Closed because of President Trump. If it continues to be closed on the 29th, I think it's a good idea to delay it till the government is open.
All right, so that's Senator Chuck Schumer talking about the latest on the shutdown. And, of course, State of the Union coming up. Boy, interesting times, but we say that each and every show, I feel. Kate Delaney's America Tonight, and joining us at the top in our virtual green room, Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Ellen, so what's the scoop on State of the Union and the shutdown?
Well, now the question about State of the Union is whether it can go on. The president originally, they said it was security issues, but then the president said that that was not a worry. So we really don't know what's going to go on and whether he's even going to give his State of the Union address from the Oval Office, which, of course, he could do. He could even give it in writing, which is what the former presidents did before they had the internet or television or radio or anything else like that.
Yeah, wow, crazy. And then you have this tug of war, of course. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, they seem to be the face of the other side, but there are many more people than that talking about the shutdown for the Democrats. But those two are the highest ranking and the most visible. There's no love lost, right, between the three of them. Meaning Trump,
oh, gosh,
too.
No. And then what's really interesting is the president had people over for lunch the other day, not today, yesterday, and he invited some Democrats, but he did not invite Nancy and Chuck. And so all the other Democrats said no. And they were moderate Democrats, people who could have probably been convinced, but they said no because they didn't invite Pelosi and Schumer.
Yeah. So now we've got all these unpaid TSA screeners and 800,000 people not getting checks.
And ICE
people shutdown.
Too.
Yeah, yeah. So when you
I have a
when
friend
you
in ICE, and they're not getting paid at all, but they're expected to show up for work.
Yeah, I have a friend, too, in that same situation. So here's the thing. My theory is, and I floated it right in the beginning, and I'm sure other people are saying this, when you look at TSA, if you had more TSA folks walking out, how could we possibly operate if we just shut down aviation? Wouldn't they have to do something?
Well, yes, and particularly because apparently there was a gun on a plane the other day. The fact is that the problem is also that these people are trained in law enforcement, and there are many corporations that are dying to hire these people. You know, I have a former friend, a friend who I met at the White House, who's a Secret Service agent. He got a job after he left the Secret Service faster than the speed of light because they want trained people. And these TSA people and the ICE people, they're all trained law enforcement people. They understand it. And so they can get jobs. And the fact is that the private sector will hire these people. And then what are we going to do?
Yeah. Boy, no kidding. And there's a ton of other things, obviously, to talk about, too, as well, including the fact that now more Democrats are coming out and declaring, deciding to run exploratory committees and stuff. Gillibrand, the latest.
Everybody and their brother is running and sister is running for president of the United States as a Democrat. I've never seen so many people declare in my entire life.
Yeah, is this a good thing or bad thing for the Dems?
Well, it's hard to know. I mean, I don't think it can be a very good thing because, frankly, if you have, okay, 5 people, 10 people, but if you have 20 or 30 people, how are you even going to be able to discern what people's programs are like and who you really like? I mean, it's just craziness.
It is just craziness.
And Gillibrand, by the way, said that she was going to be there for the people of New York for the next 6 years when she was reelected. Well, okay, how about it now? She's now running for president, even though she said she was going to be there for the people of New York.
Yeah, and I guess not. All right, this is big news, too. How about the Pentagon looking to expand the scope and the sophistication of the U.S. missile defenses? What does that mean?
Well, what it means is that we know that China and Russia and North Korea, as well as Iran, have now expanded what they're doing with their missiles in a major kind of way. And therefore, the United States is going to have to try and keep up. And they're developing all different kinds of missiles. And, of course, once they get them, they can say, hey, wait, we've got them. We can we can wipe out part of your population, so you better pay attention. So, you know, what we know from our friend Bob Ney is that they were enriching uranium in underground in Tehran. And so, you know, how are we ever going to keep track of something like that?
Yeah, no kidding. And then Theresa May, the British Prime Minister, narrowly surviving a no-confidence vote, but there's still a lot of work to be done there, huh?
Well, there's a lot of work to be done. Brexit went down yesterday in a very big way, and everybody expected she was going to go down, too, but they decided to keep her by less than 20 votes. That's not a lot, particularly because the House of Commons is huge. And so the fact is that what's going to really happen here, we don't know, and we don't know whether she's going to be able to come up with another Brexit deal or what.
Yeah, wow. It's absolutely wild. All right, Ellen Ratner, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So you heard what Ellen had to say, a couple of things there that are so fascinating. You know, talking about the Pentagon and what they're doing with U.S. missile defenses. They haven't seen this since Reagan days, so you're looking at Star Wars, right? Because Star Wars and Reagan synonymous. So this happens with North Korea and Iran making a lot of advances in ballistic missile production, frightening. And Russia and China are moving forward with their cruise missiles. So you're talking about cruise missiles, short-range ballistic missiles, hypersonic glide vehicles that could potentially threaten our own forces and allies, of course, across Europe and in Asia. So this is the strategy. Okay, the general saying, here's what we know, here's what we're seeing, and what do you want to do, Prez? Prez says, we had to do something. So the new strategy that we're rolling out alongside military leaders at the Pentagon on Thursday is this, that we're going to make some new investments in missile defense technologies across the board because we can't sit on our rear ends while this is happening. And a lot of the Pentagon pursued these same things during the Cold War, but then stopped it after the collapse of the Soviet Union. So we thought, woohoo, all is good. Everything's cool, and we're going in the opposite direction, and now we're going to beef them back up again. And we haven't seen that since, as I said, Reagan days. So we're going back to the hey, 80s. Isn't that wild? So retro in a good way, I suppose, because when you hear about the beefing up of missiles, sorry, but we got to be able to defend. And can you sit back and just assume that it's all okay? The answer to that is you can't sit back and assume it's all okay. And if you're in that position, I think that that's actually the right call. But then we're talking about the economics of it, particularly we watch with this fight going on and the struggle over the partial government shutdown. So now you're talking about digging into money for that. And you got these fed up, furloughed workers who are talking about their stories, and their stories are sad. They got kids to feed, you got farmers, you got prison guards, you got TSA, you got guys working the towers, so air traffic controllers, you got ICE. You know, there's a lot of positions that people in positions that are critical to defense in a different way, you might say. And I think that part is incredibly frightening. So there are businesses that are trying to help federal workers. There are obviously neighbors and other family members, but they can only do so much. We're hopping to the other side. Hop over with me and I'll meet you there. Promise.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Hey, coming up, a big juicy reminder, your chance to win prizes, bragging rights, and a title. The king, the goddess of America tonight. If you can nail the score, we're down to the AFC and NFC championship games. That's coming up this weekend. So we know the Rams and the Saints are on the NFC side. On the AFC side, it's the Patriots and the Chiefs. So you have two games. You get to nail the score of two games. That gives you extra chances. You know what it's like? It's like you pull up in a gas station, you say, nobody ever wins the lottery. But then you see that it's up pretty high. So you plunk down $2 and you win the lottery. Right? That happened to someone down the street from me. They won $1 million. They never play the lottery. They plunked down $2. They won the lottery. So you're not going to win the lottery as far as the loot is concerned, but you win some good prizes, and you definitely, definitely, definitely have bragging rights. And so much so that whenever you call in, if it's a guy, I got to call you sir, and whatever your first name is. And if it's a woman, you are the lady whoever. Like, for example, the lady Sharon in Maine. Sharon is so faithful and loves trying to nail the score. She calls up every single time. So you got the aging quarterback in Drew Brees. He's a giant 40, which he plays like Superman, but that's the Saints quarterback. And the kid, Jared Goff, in the one game. And then you got the old man, Brady, and the kid, Pat Mahomes, in the other. There's interesting storylines here. When we go to the man cave, we will do the nail the score thing. So that's coming up. All you have to do is dive on the digits. I'm going to say the numbers now because people always say, I don't know the number. The number is 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. But we'll get to all that when we nail the score. And so you have some time to get ready for nail the score, and you're just picking numbers. That's all you're doing. I've had a lot of people ask me about that. How do I do it? You're picking numbers. So we got the mailbag coming up next, and then we have the man cave or nail the score in our last segment this hour. In the meantime, so far we've talked about the furlough, and people are upset. They're fed up. They're trying to figure out how they can make ends meet. There's no end in sight. Trust me about that. The Pentagon is looking to expand U.S. missile defenses. Why? Because of what we've seen in some of these other countries I've mentioned. So they're developing those plans and working on that. They're going to push forward on it because that hasn't happened since the Cold War. So we're dusting everything off because it's the 80s. You have to go back to the 80s. And in the meantime, we have a couple of other things that are popping that may be worth a discussion in your backyard and mine, because I say, listen, I can beat the drum all day long on what's going on with the shutdown and what's happening in Washington, but I think there's other things we're also talking about that affect us across America, and that includes a couple of what I think are really incredible stories. Like this Jamie Kloss story. Somebody brought up this to me, and now it's been discussed all over, you know, radio stations, I think. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But people have written about it. That this woman, Jamie Kloss, this girl, because she's 13 years old, her parents were killed in front of her. There was a crazy stalker who was after her, saw her get onto a bus, 13 years old, vanishes into the night, parents found dead. She was found alive, but 88 days later, everybody was looking for her. And thank goodness, you know, thank goodness she's alive. But a couple called 911, told the cops that Jamie Kloss was at their home, and said they didn't want a $50,000 reward for providing information on her whereabouts, because there was a reward that was out there. And the couple are the Kaczynskas. They said they hadn't been approached by anyone about a reward or where it would go, and they said if anyone should receive the award, it should be Jamie, which I think is brilliant. She's 13 years old. Her parents were basically murdered in front of her. Some nutball abducts her, traps her underneath a bed. She's found alive, freezing, 70 miles north of where she was last seen. Does it get any worse than that? And the FBI offered $25,000 for information leading to her rescue. And then also, the employer of both of her parents, Genio Turkey, which you see when you go to the market, they added another $25,000. But they didn't get a break in the case until she escaped from the guy who kidnapped her and then fled basically to safety by herself, you know, just a few days ago. So I love that couple said, give her the money. We'll see what she does. How she escaped is wild. We know, you know, this is going to end up on the screen somewhere, Lifetime TV or wherever. But for 3 months, she was kidnapped, and you know, forced under the bed, blocked in by weights. When he left the home, she pushed aside for a bunch of hours. I guess she figured it out. She pushed the weights aside, put on a pair of his shoes, oversized shoes, and ran outside. And then found a neighbor walking the dog. They went to this nearby home. They recognized her from the news reports, called the cops. That was it. And then, boom, which is crazy. So then you have this 21-year-old Jake Patterson confesses to the killing and the kidnapping. So he's charged with 2 counts of international homicide, a count of kidnapping and armed burglary, and he's held on $5 million bail. And it's a wild, horrible, sad, crazy story with no explanation. Even the family is saying of this guy, the 21-year-old, that they can't explain it. He was quiet and kind of a loner guy, but there was nothing in his background or nothing anybody had seen that would make them think he could do something like this. I mean, nothing. It goes back to that thing of you never know. I mean, who's living around you? What's going on? Are you aware? It's like we don't live in a world of paranoia, but are you aware of what's around you? And how could the family have been aware of that? They wouldn't have thought that whatsoever, that someone would come in and that would happen. Crazy. And then our friends in California are worried about a different kind of crazy. And I've mentioned this in a previous show, but now I've talked to some of my pals who live close to where the Woolsey fire happened and luckily survived that. But now they got to brace themselves for mudslides because you got another heavy dose of rain pelting California. And you got millions of people under a flash flood watch and evacuations where they might be vulnerable to mud flows. If you got 3 inches of rain, which could turn into 6 inches, and you have that heavy rain pounding into the evening and into the morning, that's where that starts to get really dangerous on those hillsides because they're cleared because it was all burned up by the wildfires last year. And that's a lot of people, 15 million people under that watch, and just telling them that they have, you know, that we've got these evacuation centers in Santa Monica and Agora, and schools that were closed down as a precaution because they don't want to take any chances. If it's dry, then they feel like it's okay. But you had a lot of people that were told to not send kids to school and be prepared to evacuate. Wow. This is what you deal with. You know, people think of California and they freak about the possibility of an earthquake. And I lived in California and I can remember that. And of course, I thought the same thing. Everybody keeps talking about, when's the big one? When's the big one? Oh, the Cal is dark. Where you're prepared, what would you do? I have no idea. I didn't grow up in an area where the earth suddenly opened up and shook your house down, possibly to the ground. But that didn't happen. I was in an earthquake, but not one that was big enough to do that. But that was most of the conversation. And now in California, it's wildfires, it's mudslides, which they've always had that. And then it's earthquakes. So there's three things that Mother Nature can throw at you, and then there's a whole bunch more, too. Who says it never rains in Southern California? Only when you don't want it to rain. Hang with us. We're going to the mailbag next.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We're set to begin day 27 of the partial government shutdown, and President Trump is holding firm for his border wall money. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham thinks the president should open up government and negotiate over border security.
I just don't see another path. If this doesn't work, then you better do the executive action, because I don't see any legislative solution.
President Trump has signed a bill that will give workers affected by the partial shutdown back pay. The House and Senate had voted to give back pay to some 800,000 federal employees either furloughed or working without wages during the shutdown. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has asked the president to delay his State of the Union address. She said he could either submit his report to Congress in writing, or he could deliver it alone in the Oval Office. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person. Letters, packages, and paper.
All right, we're in that mailbag. I feel as though I have just arrived via one of those tubes. You know those tubes they shoot you down in? I feel like I'm in a tube. So I'm in the mailroom because we had to expand it. Seriously, it's ridiculous how much mail we get. And kudos to all of you. If you're saying, what is she talking about? I have no way to get a hold of her. Of course you do. Go to katedelaneyradio.com. And as always, and this is what I love about this crowd, you're all over the map. So it's not just one trick ponies talking about one thing. You're talking about all kinds of stuff. How about this one? This one's from Julie. Kate, my brother-in-law is in the Coast Guard, and it just hacks me off that my sister and my niece and nephew have to go through this nonsense of not getting a paycheck. He's a smart dude, put himself through school, like the Coast Guard. This is one of those stepping stones, but he got stung like so many others with this partial shutdown. One thing to be shut down for a week or so, another thing to go into 26, 27 days. Although there was a campaign that was started to donate money to Coast Guard, the Coast Guard families, and it's a nonprofit, and that is helping, and that has helped my brother-in-law and sister as well. So thank God for people like that. But this is ridiculous. I voted for Trump, but I'm souring on the government in general because it is now at the point where we may get a bleeping wall, but we may also kill the lives of so many people who won't be able to get out of a deep hole if they don't start getting money soon. Just my two cents. Love the show, by the way. Okay, so, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you for that, because there is a campaign, and it's the Coast Guard Mutual Assistance, which is just a nonprofit. It's run by, I shouldn't say it's just a nonprofit, it's a nonprofit run by Coast Guard members, so current and former ones. And the idea is it's interest-free loans and financial counseling and all that kind of stuff for people who need them. So that's the good thing, because you got really old families, you know, young families, because that's really what the Coast Guard is. Like she's talking about a stepping stone. So it's a branch of you know, the government where, of the military, where it is a lot of young people. And unfortunately, the Coast Guard isn't being funded because it's part of the Department of Homeland Security instead of the Department of Defense. So the missed paychecks on Tuesday really signaled the first known instance that U.S. Armed Forces service members weren't paid during a lapse in government funding. But this is one way they're being helped. And that's, boy, that is rough. Right. There was even they're getting all kinds of donations, though, including a $15 million donation from USAA. So that will help for those families that are struggling, and they can get those loans and get what they need. All right, let's do another one. This one is from Brad, and Brad says, "Hey, Kate, this is probably something you might not have talked about. I don't know. Maybe you have." But did you happen to see the crazy spinning ice disc that was spotted on a river in Maine? The picture has been shared all over the place, and I know you like space-like things, so I wondered. To me, it looks kind of like a spacecraft or a moon or something else, but it's this weird disc of ice. And it was spotted in Westbrook, and it certainly got a lot of social media attention. That's how it pinged on my radar. What are you thinking about it? You know what? Somebody sent me, I'm glad that you brought that up, somebody sent me a link to it, and it's crazy. You know, you look at the video of it, and it does look like a spinning ice disc. That's a good way to describe it. And they're not common, but physicists say that it's when water melts from underneath and it forms this weird vortex, and that causes the rotation. So it looks like you're looking at a moon and it's rotating. If I lived near this place, oh, I'd be taking so many videos of it, it'd be ridiculous. I'd be so distracted. It is pretty wild. It's pretty cool to see. It's mesmerizing. That's what I think it is. It catches your attention, and you're just fixated on it. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, whatever search engine you use, just put in giant ice disc on a main river, and you'll see it. And it's funny because people are thinking spaceships and moons, and yeah, kind of looks like that, but it's not. It's what they described it as being, but it's very pretty. It's cool. Absolutely. Here's one from Tara, and Tara says, Kate, I am wondering if when you look at what's happening with the markets, and they're up lately, do you feel as though it's true that we're going to be in a recession at the end of 2019 this year or sometime in 2020? Well, looking into my crystal ball, I have some friends that are economists, and one of them I went to go see speak maybe a month and a half ago or something, and listening to the rationale for why it's looking like that and could happen, and it's not going to be like a 2008, but still could be, for people who aren't prepared, could be a tough time. It really does look like some signs are pointing in that direction, and of course it depends on what is happening with some of these blue chip companies, what's happening with money that's being spent, frankly, in the government, like things that are rocking people's world. We do see it. It is not anything like we saw in 2018, and it's more of a bump, a hiccup, a correction, because then the market would correct itself. It's more of a correction, and we bounce back faster, and I would rather see it come at the end of 2020, because more preparation. I mean, now that you're asking the question, people are talking about it, the more you can prepare, the better. I did ask another friend who's an economist, well, what do you do to prepare for it? And he told me, save a blank ton of money and put it away somewhere. Have a lot of cash on hand. I'm like, wow. That's like a mafiosa comment, right? Give me the cash. We're dealing cash. But I get what they're saying. Don't go crazy and spending extra dollars constantly, because then that'll come back and bite you, and that's easy for that to happen. This is a funny one, and this one is from Harry. Kate, I listened to the show. I've emailed you a couple times, although I have to confess it's been a while since I've had a chance to email you. Have you seen what's all over social media about hamburgers? The president can't do anything without the shark circling and either making fun of it or making fun of him, although I think this one is okay to make fun of him. It was one of those crazy misspellings, and he was talking about the national champion Clemson Tigers being at the White House and what he had tweeted out. So he did. That's what he tweeted out, that he'd served fast food, and he misspelled hamburgers. And so that's what it, you know, that's what happened. Now, what's really interesting about that, because he has so many people that follow him on Twitter, massive following, right, that everybody else is jealous about, because if you have a massive following, what does that mean? That you have fans, that you have a tribe, all those social media terms. But because of that, Burger King was smart. They tweeted out, due to a large order placed yesterday, we're all out of hamburgers, just serving hamburgers today. And the side helping of Snark really kind of exploded for them. And so it was smart. They used, that's like free media. They drafted off what the president said. Isn't that interesting that they were able to jump in on it and put that out there? And, you know, hundreds of thousands of people are talking about it, and they're sharing it and joking about it. So it's perfect. I mean, the company even said, we like to playfully joke around with what the internet and news outlets are saying, but never to be mean-spirited. We aim to participate in trending conversations that are happening in real time, and that's it. So they were smart. They dove in on that. And, hey, it gets them seen. Maybe makes some people, you know, think about running a Burger King or, you know, whatever. And they've got, it's interesting because they have, there were others involved, like Wendy's. Wendy's put something out there, too. It happened. We still got them. You just got to get them. But see, not as clever as Burger King was. And they've got social media people on staff, and that's what they do. They come up with, what are the responses, what are the jabs, and, you know, et cetera. But, yeah, it was funny. And it was just a misspelling thing. Oh, my gosh. If people edited my emails and tweets and Instagrams, which, by the way, you can go to Kate Delaney fan page. If you're on Facebook, you can find my stuff there. Or you can go to Kate Delaney speaker on Instagram, and you can see it there. I'm constantly having to go back and re-edit because I hit a wrong letter or whatever. I never said hamburgers, but I've said other things by accident. Let's put it that way. Thanks for the emails. Coming up, nail the score. You can do it, 855-266-5283.
When we must say goodbye.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Oh, yes, it is. We've got four teams left. First, it's the Rams and the Saints. Then it's the Patriots and the Chiefs. What will happen in the NFC-AFC championship games? I'm disappointed that my Eagles did not move on, or my friends that were rooting for the Cowboys, they also didn't move on. But congrats to the Rams and the Saints for what they were able to do. So here's the big secret this time around. You get a chance to nail both of the games. It gives you an extra opportunity to perhaps win. Wouldn't it be great to have a winner? It would be. And it's all numbers, so it's just a game as to whether or not you win or not if you correctly nail the score. So that's what you have to do. Just, again, nail the numbers, and you got it. Nothing to it, right? Nothing to it. And when I say nothing to it, this is what I mean. Sometimes people say to me, well, I don't really know sports, but I like when you talk about that. There's nothing to know, because half these games are lopsided. The numbers aren't symmetric, if you want to talk about that. So it can be almost anything. It can be almost anything. Low-scoring game, high-scoring game, you'd be absolutely stunned by some of these finishes, for sure. So one of the young quarterbacks playing for the Rams is Jared Goff, and he's done a great job. He really helped the Rams seal their victory over the Cowboys when there was a little bit of a chance that the Cowboys could come back and win that game last weekend. They didn't. And here's Jared Goff talking about playing in the Superdome against the Saints.
Yeah, extremely loud, and whenever you're in a place like that and it is loud, you know, you obviously can't hear very well and have to use a lot of visual signals and a lot of, you know, visual communication, and just be on the screws just that much more.
Yeah, and let me tell you, they are loud. That was one of the things that was very, very clear in watching the Eagles and the Saints. Congratulations to the Hudak crowd, because they know how to get loud. And all the players do is wave their arms, and you can hear it. It just automatically ticks up. Drew Brees, who turned 40, had a real celebratory day after Sunday's game with the win. His actual birthday was on Tuesday, but really everybody was celebrating for days. So he had a little cake, hung out with the kids, and now is getting ready for this game against the Rams this weekend. Here's Drew Brees' take on the matchup.
He's one of the captains for their defense. He's a veteran player, so there's a presence there. There's a level of leadership. Obviously, he's a very productive player. You know, they got two elite corners. You know, you saw them make those moves in the offseason, and so you knew the intent of that. And, he's a difference maker.
A difference maker, and of course we're talking about Aqib Talib, and there's no doubt that, you know, when you look at what has been able to happen for the Saints, some of their pickups have made all the difference in the world, and that's, you know, that again, this is what he knows to expect, and Talib certainly was a big part of what happened with Jared Goff against the Cowboys, and this is what the Saints know they have to look forward to. All right, let me throw out the numbers again. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Your chance to nail the score. You can nail both games if you want, and maybe you'll get lucky. You can also send me an email at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact, and that's how you can let me know what the scores are. Let's go to the bunker. He is out of the bunker now. Pete in Texas. Hello, Pete.
Good evening, Miss Kate.
What do you think? What's going to happen in these games?
Oh, my word. 38-35 Saints and 42-40 Kansas City.
Ah, I like it. Close games, and I think we are going to see close games and higher scoring games. So you might be right. You're going to be watching. I know it. I'm going to be watching. You're going to be watching, Pete. I'll think of you. So thanks. We got you locked and loaded. 38-35, 42-40. He says Saints and Kansas City. So let's go to Sharon in the great state of Maine. Hello, Sharon.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Excellent. How are you?
Good. I think.
What do you think? What's your scores?
I'm going to go with the Saints over the Rams. 34-27.
Ooh, I like it. What about the other game? What do you think? KC, are you liking
Chiefs
KC
over Patriots?
Or Patriots?
Well, I live in New England, but not always a Patriots fan.
I love that. Chiefs, so what's the score?
27-24.
I like it. 27-24. Sharon, enjoy the games. Thanks. Sharon's always there. She loves the whole nail the score thing. And so, like I said, you know the number, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. How about this? Dan in Cross Plains, Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, baby.
Hello, baby.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, the first team up is what?
Rams or the Saints?
The Rams are going to play the Saints. Okay, I would go golf, and I bet 31 to 27 golf over the Saints.
Got it. And what about the other one? It's KC and the Patriots.
I'm going to go the Patriots over Kansas City because I think they're a better team.
And yeah.
I think 35 to 27.
35-27. Dan, we miss you. Thank you. We got you locked and loaded, duly noted. Thanks to Pete, Sharon, and Dan, and some other people I know are emailing us, as long as you get them in the next couple of minutes. And that's at katedelaneyradio.com. We usually get three or four others that do that. Nathan, let's put you on the hot seat. What do you think of the first game? Do you like the Rams or the Saints?
I'm going with the Saints.
Woohoo!
Saints, 38-31.
38-31, all right. And so the next game is KC or the Patriots?
Patriots, 35-28.
35-28. Thank you, Nathan. I'm going to say the Saints, and I think the Saints win it. It's so hard. I'm going to say the Saints win it 28. I'm just telling you to do it, right? 28-24. And then I'm going to say that KC and the Patriots played the first time around. It was an incredible game in the regular season. 1 point separated them. It looked like Kansas City was going to win. I'm going to say KC. I'm going against the grain. I'm going to say KC, although some of you have said that too. I'm going to say Kansas City wins. And I think the final score in that one is 34-27. Either way, there's no question we're going to see a great game. The Saints are favored by 3.5. The total for the game is 57 points. The Patriots and the Chiefs, Kansas City is favored by 3. 56 is the total. I hope somebody nails the score. Good luck to everybody. I'd love to see a winner. And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.